Australia's political deadlock shows no sign of being resolved quickly. Neither the governing Labour Party nor the Liberal National Opposition secured a majority in Parliament in last Saturday's election. Both need the support of a Green lawmaker and four independents. Three independents have issued demands, which include a cost analysis of the campaign promises of the main parties. Labour has agreed to have its policies scrutinised, while the Conservative leader Tony Abbott has been less forthcoming. He argues that bureaucrats couldn't fully understand the details of his spending plans. Abbott, however, has grudgingly agreed to have his campaign platform audited. His reluctance fueled speculation that the Conservatives want another election to try to win a decisive mandate. Senator Bob Brown is the Greens party leader.
Mr. Abbott needs to be very clear about this, and I think he should make it clear that he is not and does not want to have another election, but is committed to a three-year term of government, whether it's his government or a Gillard government.
Political analysts say that if neither Labour nor the opposition secures an alliance with minority lawmakers, Australia will be forced to hold another election. The various groups have begun talks, which are expected to continue into next week and possibly beyond. The Australian Electoral Commission says with more than 80% of the vote counted, Labour is likely to hold 72 seats in the lower chamber, while the opposition is on track to win 73 seats. To form a majority government, a party needs 76 seats. Australia's last hung parliament was in 1940, although there have been minority governments in the states more recently. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.